health, philanthropic, and medical missionary work. The sanitarium as a missionary field. Let the Christian physician remember that he has pledged himself to represent Christ to others in practice, in character. If he does not strictly guard himself, if he allows the barriers to be broken down, Satan will overcome him with his specious temptations. There will be a blemish in his character which will tell in its evil workings upon other minds and leave a molding influence upon others' characters. The Lord will work with your efforts as you appropriate your gifts to His glory. You are to be missionaries in the highest sense of the word, knowing how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. You are to educate yourselves in such a way that you will have an appreciation of the spiritual necessities of those around you. The world looks favorably on some of our methods and ideas, but we must not let the flattery of the world seduce us. We must not depend upon human favor or patronage for success. Like a mighty cleaver, the truth has taken us out of the quarry of the world to be the peculiar people of God, and we cannot afford to assimilate with the world. We must not compromise one principle of the truth or yield one position to gain the favor of the world. Oh, for a life consistent with our faith! No portion of the Lord's vineyard has greater possibilities for doing good than the sanitarium. He has promised that if we follow Christ our Savior, we shall walk in the light as He is in the light. He desires to show to the world those who will diffuse the light shining from the cross of Calvary. Above everything else in the institution, the spirit of mercy, compassion, human tenderness, the gentleness of Christ is to be manifested. Worldly policy must not prevail. Outward appearances must not be permitted to blind the judgment. The poor must receive special attention because they have not the good things of this life. If the Spirit of Christ is cherished and made manifest in the actions, impressions for good will be made upon those who have received a false education concerning life and its great responsibilities. The sanitarium is to be a missionary institution in the fullest sense of the word, and its character in this respect must be preserved, or it will not bear upon it the superscription of God. To keep it thus will require godliness of life and character in every worker. The success of this institution must be viewed in the light of God's word. True success will bear the heavenly credentials. The workers for God will rejoice in the Lord and at the same time be dissatisfied with their own efforts. The moment of rejoicing in the Lord because of success will be the moment of self-abasement because of what has been left undone through neglect and unfaithfulness. Men who accept a position in any of our health institutions should do so with as full a realization of its responsibilities as possible. The Lord has promised to be a present help in every time of need, and there is no excuse for not doing more real missionary work at the sanitarium. Far better attention should be paid to obtaining a fitness for every duty. Workers should seek to improve, that they may do their work in the best manner possible and with fidelity, so as to meet the approval of God. Opportunities for doing good have always been far in advance of the workers, for they have failed to see and improve them because the enemy of right doing has had a controlling power over their minds. About 1888. It is a mistake to think that points of doctrine must first be presented to one who is in error. The first thing to be presented is the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. By the bedside of the sick, the physician has abundant opportunity to call attention to the Savior of mankind. And shall these precious opportunities be lost? Shall he hide his talents and fail to bring salvation to the lost one? December 1, 1895. As the subject of vital godliness is made essential for salvation, the peculiarities of our faith will appear, distinguishing us from the world, and yet no tirade should be made against the doctrines held by others. In our associations with worldly people, the Spirit of Christ shone in true modesty, and the true Christian principles lived by those who know the truth will be a recommendation to our faith. The sanitarium is indeed a broad missionary field. 1895.
I want to say that the third angel's message is the gospel, and that the health reform is the entering wedge for the truth. There are to be no abrupt declarations of any phase of our faith. Preach the truth as it is in Jesus, and bring all the brightness and special radiance from the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness into the gospel. Those who speak of practical godliness should dwell upon the lessons of Christ. All should have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and let none be satisfied without it. Let your words express your confidence and love for God. The most simple testimonies born in a humble spirit, expressing the love of God, will touch hearts. Even unbelievers will see that the doctors and nurses and workers are all combined to represent the truth in character. When the Lord specified that there should be a health and temperance institution at Battle Creek, He also specified what should be its object. It was not to be fashioned after the character of any other institution in the world. It was to stand as a Seventh-day Adventist institution, one that should give character to God's cause in the world. It was also to be an asylum for those who should accept the truth, to which they might resort when sick. It was to be a place where the truth should be made to shine out, not where it should be placed under a bushel. The truth should be the all-important thing in the institution. The Lord designed that it should be a place where He would be honored in word and in deed, where His law should be magnified, where the true faith of the Bible should ever be made prominent before the patrons. 1895.